I'm Rachel, and I am a foster mother through Bethany Christian Services.
And I'm Adam. I am a foster father, or as they call me, Papa Foster. We've been foster care parents through Bethany for 2 years now.
Just in this past February, we started the transitional foster care program. And those kids, we've had three of them, ages 4, 8 months, and 4.
The younger kids are the kids that you're hearing about in the news. They're the kids that came along with their parents and suddenly at the edge of a new country are torn away from them violently. And they have no idea what's going on. And so in the course of 24, 48 hours, they're in our home. And we don't really know much about them. We know where they came from and their age, their gender, and their name.
Every time we go to the airport to take the child home, the child gets off the airplane, goes with the caseworker, develops that attachment. Although it may only be 20 minutes, the kids are always sitting on the caseworker's laps, you know, being hugged. And then we have to take them away from the caseworker again. And that is always a very hard transition. They typically don't want to leave the caseworker because they just had to transition again. And why do they want to transition to these other strangers that are coming in to take them who knows where?
I don't know if they understand that much. I think that they're coming to terms as four-year-olds with this idea of I'm in a different home and it's an indefinite thing. I can't even fathom how a four-year-old does that. Why am I separated from my parents? Why am I with these strange people who talk different and speak different and eat different than I do? What just happened?
With the first boy that we had, his flight kept getting delayed. So we finally got home, I think at 1 a.m. And so we pulled out the Hot Wheels rug and cars, and we just played Hot Wheels until 3 a.m. And so it's just doing what it takes to make them feel comfortable as quickly as possible, because they've been through so many transitions that you just want to make sure they feel safe and like they are at home.
The challenges with these younger children are the challenges that you have with your own younger children. If they don't want to go to the bed, they want to play forever. They're picky about what food they eat. The unique challenges are the element of where are my mom and dad?
Where's grandpa? Where's grandma? Where are my siblings? Lots of questions about where they are, obviously. And so that's really hard to explain, especially if their parents are in a detention center. How do you explain that to a four-year-old?
Now with the four-year-old we have now, it must have been that her grandma put her to bed every night. And so each night, I think it reminds her of bedtime with grandma and that grandma's gone. And she will just pop up out of bed. And some sad story will flash across her eyes again and again every night, and it's I want my grandma, I want my grandma. And it's so hard to tell her each night, I'm sorry, honey, she's not here. It's heartbreaking to see that, but each night we do our best to help her put the pieces back together, to find some sort of comfort. Our daughter helps with that. Eventually she'll run out of tears. But I don't think a four-year-old should run out of tears. Not every night.
So the first time we had to say goodbye was to our four-year-old boy. And I remember that night so vividly. He had to be to the airport by 4 a.m. And so the night before, I said goodbye to him. And I was doing okay. Everything was all right. And then we told our daughter to come and say goodbye and give him a hug. And she gives him a big hug and she just goes, I love you, and says his name. And then the part that got me the most is he just looked at her and said, I love you too. Our daughter's name, and in English. And it was just amazing to see that in those 6 weeks, such a bond could be formed between these kids. And that's when I had to run to the basement and start crying. I didn't want anybody to see me, especially our boy, because I didn't want him to think there was anything sad with this, because it's not. It's exciting. And I think one of the most rewarding moments for me has been about a week after he left, we got a phone call from him and his mom, and he wanted to say hi and to thank us.
Time and a time again in the Bible, Jesus in parable and in life comes to doors and knocks and asks, how have you received me?
When did you see me hungry, thirsty, naked, homeless? And in the Bible, he asks people and they said, well, we never saw you. You never were homeless, naked, hungry. And Jesus says, yeah, I was in the least of these. And you need to actively look for the least of these. They're everywhere.
And that's what these kids are. That's what these families are.